listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone today, the Reverend Scott Blasek. He's the author and illustrator of the 500th Reformation Anniversary Coloring Book. Reverend Blasek, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's my honor and pleasure to be here.
I'm looking forward to sharing with our listeners about this unique piece that you've written and illustrated, the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, a true story to be retold. Tell us a little bit about your background, both as a pastor and as an artist.
Well, where should I start? I could go all the way back to when I was 4.5 years old, and I was stricken with polio. That was back in the early 50s, when that terrible disease was still making its way around our nation, and it was really kind of at the end of it. It was just before the salt vaccine came out. But they were trying a new technique with regards to keeping the patient at home and using, actually it was a technique developed by an Episcopalian in Australia, Sister Kenny. And some people may be familiar with that. Anyway, I was quarantined and at home, and I went ahead and looked at children's books, and because of that, I found the illustrations, the pictures fascinating. It stirred my imagination, and I became fascinated with trying to copy the pictures I saw. And from there, I took classes in art in high school, and then I majored in graphic design in college. It was in my fourth year of college. In fact, I was serving in Air Force ROTC, sworn in to the U.S. Air Force, and somewhere along the way, in fact, it was a good friend of mine encouraged me to apply for the seminary, and I said, well, I'm already committed to the, you know, to the Air Force. He said, well, let's see what happens, and long story short, I ended up going to Concordia Seminary in 1971 and got an honorable discharge from the U.S. Air Force to do so. So I had the graphic design in my background and got the theological education from the seminary, but I didn't have the pre-seminary education, so it was kind of a tough go having to learn the Greek and the Hebrew all in my first year, but the Lord got me through it. And I also got to work for Concordia Historical Institute, which was really kind of neat because I was able to use some of my graphic talents for helping to put displays together for Dr. Augie Soufflo.
Neat. That's a great place to serve, and so much history collected there that needs to be shared. And certainly, using your talents as an artist, I'm sure was much appreciated.
In my fourth year seminary, we were supposed to develop a kind of a senior project, and for Professor Robert Kolb, I came up with an idea for a children's color book that reviewed the Ten Commandments, trying to get it in simple language for children so that they could learn the basics at an early age and not have to wait till they got to catechism class. And he approved it. He thought it was a great idea, and ended up going into my file cabinet. And it was only after a number of years that our Board of Christian Education was looking for something to do for the summer. And I thought about this, brought it out, shared it with them, and they said, let's try that. So I went ahead and refined it, developed it a little bit more, added more cross-reference Bible verses, tried to make it user-friendly for a small classroom for the summer of combined ages, and teacher-friendly, student-friendly, and tried to make the illustrations kind of engaging. And from there, we ended up doing follow-up color books, which was on the Lord's Prayer, the nature of God, which of course is the Creed. We did the color book on what we call God's gifts for His children, reviewing the sacraments. And again, the target age was young children, first grade, second grade, that type of a thing, but yet where it could also be used for combined classes and ages. And then we found out that even adults said it was great review for them. And also, even senior citizens loved them because of the large print. So the last one in the series that we put together was called Superheroes of the Bible. And we just started out trying to hit highlights of stories that may not have been covered quite so much by CPH, and they do a great job, but we were looking for something simple for the summer. But we ended up actually going from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And we tried to bill it as, you know, if you like stories about kings and princesses and giants and dragons, it's all in here. And it turned out really fine, and we actually gave copies away at our county fair, and it was really popular. People really enjoyed receiving them.
And this 500th anniversary of the Reformation book, tell me about the development of this book. And there's quite a bit in it. It's not just coloring pages. There are certainly pages to color, but there's a lot of information packed into this as well.
Well, again, in keeping with that previous effort, the series I mentioned, and with 2017 coming, it just seemed like a natural to put something together that would be for children, to introduce them to the great Lutheran heritage that God has given us. So I started basically with an outline, and which ended up turning into the table of contents that you can see on the front cover on the inside. And from there, I started working on the text, developing it, and then the pictures kind of came into my mind. I started doing sketches, showing it to other people, and kind of getting their input and so forth as we went along. And just continued to refine the text, refine the pictures, the illustrations. I know it's called a coloring book, and that's kind of, I know some people think, well, it's just a coloring book, but if you have a copy in your hand, you know it goes pretty much into the history in a fairly well-defined way. And if a person reads through it from cover to cover, they'll have a nice introduction, at least, to this complex history of the Reformation. I actually gave a copy of it to my 93-year-old mother, and she said she couldn't put it down. She just kept reading and reading until she finally had an interruption that came into the room. She's in a retirement village home, but it's even great for seniors because of the large print once again. So, and also, I realized that this could be used for homeschooling. It could be used for summer Sunday school. Parents, teachers, whatever, and I thought that it might be an idea to have like a teacher's guide, but that meant to put another whole kind of volume together. So what we did, I say we, it was primarily my brainchild, but I kept bouncing it off of other people, and that was to put the glossary in the back, and it's like over 100 terms, but we wanted to use simple phrases that a parent or a Sunday school teacher could refer to share these definitions with little children. Again, I had a retired pastor said they were enthralled with the glossary. They loved going through it and reviewing the words in the glossary in the back. Also, in addition to that, we included what you call a 12-month calendar so that you could mark dates each month that are significant to the Reformation. And so in a parochial school setting, for instance, teachers could say, okay, this is the month of April. You know, what significant thing happened in Reformation times, you know, that was took place in the month of April? Oh, the Diet of Worms. Okay, you know, we can mark that on the calendar. So there's significant events all year round in that little calendar in the back of the book. There's also a scriptural index because, as you may see at the bottom of each page, there's both what I call a remember verse, a memory verse that can be learned by students or in your own private devotions, a good verse to kind of meditate upon. And then there are additional Bible verses or references that you can also look up. The original idea we had was that little children in a kind of like a one classroom setting, you know, either a family, a homeschool setting, or in a summer Sunday school setting where you had mixed ages, the little children could talk about the pictures and the teacher could tell the general story. And then while the little children are coloring in that classroom setting, the older children could look up the other Bible verses and they could discuss them. But I've even had people say they want to go ahead and use this for adult Bible class, and I think it can lend itself very nicely to like a 13 or 15-week adult Bible class, whether a midweek class or a Sunday morning class. So it's meant to be versatile. It's meant to be used in a lot of different ways. Another idea we had was that visitors that maybe come to church on Reformation Sunday. These could be handed out as gifts to families, and or maybe to each family of the congregation, but especially families with children.
You know, I know this is certainly this is described as a coloring book. I would describe it more as a history book that you get to color.
There you go. I like it.
It's a history book that you get to color. Why the Reformation as a something that you've studied so much? What intrigues you about the Reformation? Why all the research and study? I'm sure that went into preparing for this piece.
Well, again, if I can refer to the volume itself, in the back, there's one page, and it's called The Hallmarks of the Reformation. And you can get so involved in just telling the stories, dates and names and places, and that's all important. But what emerges out of this period 500 years ago is the reclaiming, the rediscovery, if you will, of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And even though Martin Luther, you could say, is one of the main characters, of course, in this historic study, he would always point to Jesus. You know, it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. The Reformation that took place in his own life, where he feared God, he was so confused, and yet when the Word of God clearly revealed, you know, the good news of salvation, that we are saved by grace through faith alone in Jesus, you know, it just was a life-changing moment for Luther, and he just wanted to share that with the world. And, of course, that should be the same zeal and passion of the church today. And we even kind of finished the story on a kind of a both an upbeat, positive, but current note, how there are pastors and churches around the world that are getting excited about, you know, the catechism and the Book of Concord, which is a real clear exposition on the Word of God. You know, there's great efforts to translate the Word of God and get it out to all the nations, and that's superb. But it's kind of like Philip and the Ethiopian, where the Ethiopian says, I'm not sure what I'm reading here. I need somebody to help explain it. And I have time and again people who have read the Augsburg Confession, and they go, wow, you guys know what you believe. You can explain it. And that's part of the heritage that we have. And I think it's important to start sharing that with this generation that we have right now that's just starting out and start at an early age.
We have just a few seconds left before we wrap up. Pastor, can you share with us, is there a way that our listeners can find a copy of the 500th Reformation Anniversary coloring book as well?
Well, sure. I have a website, and it's www.scottrblazek.com. And if they go to that site, they can see the cover. And also, there's an order page at that site. And that'd probably be the easiest way to go ahead and, you know, check it out and take a look at it. And we'd just be happy for, you know, pastors, congregations, laity to take a look at this and see if it might be useful. I had one lady, she says, I have 21 grandchildren and I want one for each one of them.
Well, very good. ScottRBlazek.com, is that right?
That's it. ScottRBlazek.com.
Very good. The Reverend Scott Blazek, the author and illustrator of the 500th Reformation Anniversary Coloring Book. Thanks for being our guest today on His Time.
Well, thank you so much, and may the Lord bless all your efforts in sharing the good news with people everywhere.
Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit more His Time, including our study of the daily New Testament reading, you're listening to Worldwide KFUO.